My guest at this time is Elena Newport, the lovely, talented, patriotic star of the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist. Elena, how are you?
I'm fine. Who do you have in the World Cup? Who's
nobody's your left. I was very mildly interested when the Americans were still in it. Now that we're out, I think it's just a grudge match between the current and former Pope.
You don't want to root against the team that the Pope's from, you know, the country that the Pope's from. It seems like bad karma.
I think the smartest way to go is to cheer for the team least likely to riot if they lose or win. I don't know which one that would be, but try to figure that out.
Right.
That's usually how we kind of do sporting events here in the United States, because, you know, the big cities, they'll burn cars. They used to be when they lost. Now they'll just do it either way.
See, I always pick based on which mascot I think is more ferocious and would probably be able to take the other mascot. Like if you came from University of Maryland where it's turtles. It's terrapins.
Terrapins, right?
Which
yes.
would never beat like a wolverine or something.
But they're vicious turtles. Well, I hope they wouldn't beat the wolverines because that's my team. But
they are
vicious turtles from what I understand.
I don't know. In World Cup soccer, I don't think they don't have mascots, right?
No, I mean, they're just countries. They don't have.
Well, that's boring. But anyway, Hillary's book tour is still going on, I think.
Exactly. And I'm sure the conversation in the media about it is exactly what they had planned, because it's all been about what's in the book. Oh, wait. No, it hasn't. It's been about whether or not she was dead broke when she and Bill left the White House in 2001.
Right, and we thought that was actually kind of funny, and we thought maybe Bill would like to comment on that. So this is a song that we did last week in our July 4th radio show about Hillary's comment.
All right, here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, former President Bill Clinton.
Hi there. As many of you may be aware, my wife Hillary has been out promoting her book, and this book tour has taken her far, 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 far away from me. And well, this book tour is coming to an end, and I don't think there's anyone sorrier than I am. I don't want you to get the right idea. I mean, I love it when she's away. But in this case, not so much, because I want her to keep promoting the book because, well, we need the money. I don't know if you've read the book, but Hillary mentioned that when we left the White House all those years ago, we were dead broke. Some people thought she was telling a joke, that after 8 years we Clintons were broke. With mansions to buy, we needed a loan. You see, our cash was also blown. All right. She speaks 16 times, and what does she get? Another $3 million just to get out of debt. She lost her shirt and I lost my pants. We can't live on an $8 million advance. Hillary's like Scarlett from Gone with the Wind. She swore she'd never go hungry again. When she heard that we're only half as rich as Mitt, she stuffed cash in her pockets till her pantsuit split. She speaks 16 times, and what'll she get? A salary bigger than the national debt. So buy that book, we really need the bread. If we get too broke, we'll have to share a bed.
Oh, Elena. And get ready, America. You're going to be hearing a lot of him in the next couple of years.
I think most of the money going into Hillary's campaign is from comedians.
It could be. Hey, remember when they left the White House and they took like half the furniture with them? So maybe they did need a little. I don't know.
Did somebody steal all the W's from the typewriters?
Well, that was the staff. They took them all off just to make life miserable for the incoming administration. But there was a lot of frustration about the fact that they permanently borrowed a few things from the I don't know which rooms in the White House, but there was the.
Well, and then he had to pardon himself for that or something.
Oh, oh man! See, but here's the problem for the Capitol steps that I'm seeing, Elena.
What's
because,
that?
Because yes, Hillary is obviously good comedic fodder, and Bill coming along with it's good comedic fodder. But 2016 should be a wide open field in both parties, and right now Hillary seems to be kind of clearing out the field on the Democratic side. I don't really hear a lot of rumblings about other candidates getting in at this point. It's still early, but you know, when you could have 8, 9, 10 on both sides of the aisle, that's like the buffet that you dream of at the Capitol steps. Now you probably only get it on one side.
Well, if we get a lot of Republicans and even just Joe Biden running against Hillary, we'll be very happy. We don't want to get greedy here.
Did you have you enjoyed the Hillary and Biden kind of trying to one down each other on their wealth? Because he was like, I don't even have a savings account. I don't even.
It's like, I had to walk 25 miles to get to school when I was a kid, and yeah, right, all that sort of stuff.
One of them's going to be wearing a sandwich board by the time the primaries start.
Right. Well, I personally want my president to be successful at whatever they do. So.
I know. That's kind of an interesting aspect. It's like they're almost embarrassed that they're wealthy after all this time. But
Well, it didn't work for Mitt, so maybe they're figuring they'll try the opposite approach.
So. I guess so. To relate to the common man, you got to make them think that you haven't achieved anything, I guess.
Yeah,
I don't know. But anyway, Elena, anything else that's caught your fancy this week?
Well, I just noticed that Toronto Mayor Rob Ford is out of rehab and back on the job, so we've got high hopes for that one too. And you know, and as long as he's on the job, he's bound to say or do something. So,
the international Capitol Steps political comedy tour.
That's right,
going beyond the borders. All right, Elena, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, talk to you then.
Elena Newport, star of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about them online at capitalsteps.com. Their most recent CD, How to Succeed in Congress Without Really Lying. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WND.com.